You're tuning into Awani Global with me, Naila Huda. The global pandemic has highlighted the need for diplomacy now more than ever. And for a small country like us, we can benefit from our strategic partnerships, learning from the experiences of others and how to navigate this COVID-19 pandemic. Beyond this global pandemic as well, we want to look at strategic partnerships and how this can offer new investment opportunities essential for economic recovery. So today we want to hear from the Embassy of Poland in Kuala Lumpur. How has their COVID-19 situation been like back at home? And moving forward, what can be new areas of cooperation for Malaysia and Poland? And so today joining me is His Excellency Ambassador Krzysztof Dębnicki from the Embassy of Poland in Kuala Lumpur. Thank you so much, Your Excellency, for joining me. We want to speak about June 21st, a very important milestone as this will be the celebration of the 50th anniversary since Poland and Malaysia established trade relations. So how is the embassy celebrating in this very important milestone in the time of COVID-19 pandemic?
Thank you very much for having me and good morning. Well, you know, 50 years in the life of a married couple, it's a very long time, but in the relations between nations and states, it's not that much. In reality, it's not much at all. So we have still a good long way ahead of us, I hope so, in relations between Malaysia and Poland and Malaysia. Now, we have been planning a lot for this anniversary, but unfortunately, pandemic has made everything so much more difficult. And we had to, in fact, limit ourselves to virtual activities. The most important recently conducted by us was the logo contest, which we announced. The common logo of Malaysia and Poland commemorating these 50 years of our common relations. It was pretty successful, I must say. We got more than 300 entries, most of them very good. And we had a big problem with choosing the best one. I have to say that Mr. Muhammad Siabil, he won. But it was a tough game, really tough game. He had a very interesting proposal, a very interesting logo, combining two birds, two national birds. Not so easy to do, quite frankly, to combine an eagle, which is a Polish national bird, and a hornbill, which is a Malaysian bird. But he managed to do it very successfully. My congratulations to him. We also have a number of other initiatives in the virtual space, mostly providing information about Poland and Malaysia, about our relations between the two countries, historically speaking, because they go back something like 400 years, not officially, but unofficially, yes, very much so. There were Poles coming to Malaysia in the 17th century. We have a website, which is www.pl50my.com. So anybody who is interested to know more about the Polish-Malaysian relations is welcome to find out. Also on Monday, which is the coming Monday, we would like to invite the citizens of Kuala Lumpur to observe the KL Menara, which will be illuminated with Polish national colors, which is red and white. And we also suggest whoever would like to take pictures, send the pictures to the embassy, and we can provide attractive prizes for the best photographs.
Now, I do want to talk about this situation getting normal, and that might seem like a long time to go, seeing how the cases have gone up in Malaysia as of late. But perhaps we can learn a little bit something from Poland, how we're seeing daily COVID-19 cases in Poland have seen a drop to four digits now in the past month or so. And, you know, that's a big decrease from what we've been seeing in the past few months. So we want to know, what is the current pandemic situation like in Poland right now? Perhaps you could share a little bit of what the strategy has been like over there in trying to get the cases down.
Well, we had a standard strategy like most countries, with lockdowns and obligatory mask wearing and closing down of restaurants and public places, all these terrible things people wanted to get rid of as soon as possible. I have to say that we had some tough times as well. We used to have about 7,000 cases a day, but that's gone. Recently, as far as I know, we had around 300 or 400 cases. But the biggest achievement, I should say, is the vaccination program, because we have managed to vaccinate 25 million people of 38 million of inhabitants. Among these 25 million is 10 million fully vaccinated, which means they got double doses of vaccines. The vaccination program right now is going around 400 per day, 400,000, sorry, 400,000 per day. I guess not bad. It's one of the best statistical data in the European Union. So hopefully within a couple of months, we should be, if everything goes well, we should be COVID-free, or at least COVID-free to the degree that makes normal life possible, normal life and also economic life possible. So far as the economy is concerned, of course, we suffered like everybody else, like every other country. Maybe to a lesser degree than most other European countries, most Western European countries, let's put it this way, because decline of GDP in Poland was comparatively not so big. It was somewhat close to 3%, 2.8 to 3%. Now the GDP growth, which is projected for this year, should be over 5%. So we are getting over it pretty well. It only shows that the economy is pretty resilient. The business community is doing really well. The unemployment level is very low. It's around 3%. In fact, the country is in need of labor. It's in need of also foreign labor. We are employing a lot of migrant labor in Poland these days. So the economy is growing pretty fast. From this perspective, I should be rather optimistic. I believe if nothing really bad happens, and a new virus is found somewhere and infects all of us, we should be getting over it, hopefully within a couple of months.
We want to talk a little bit more about that optimism and hopefully how our cooperative trade relations can benefit from that. But before that, I do want to know, speaking about how the economy has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, obviously all around the world, but how has this specifically affected Poland and Malaysian trade relations? And how has that actually been like, our trade relations in the past, and how has that changed since the pandemic?
Well, it's a difficult subject, because on the one hand, it made everything more difficult. But on the other hand, Malaysian exports to Poland grew in a very, very big way, primarily because we were importing quite a lot of products from Malaysia, mainly rubber gloves. Of which Malaysia is the main producer, the world's top producer. So it has created a large disbalance in our bilateral trade. I would say Malaysia is selling to Poland 10 times more than it's buying from Poland. Last year, the total turnover between our two countries was $1.5 billion. And it puts Malaysia in the second place as the second most important economic partner of Poland within the ASEAN group after Vietnam. But our relations with Vietnam, they go back many decades longer than with Malaysia, like to the 50s in reality. So it only shows that the possibility, the perspectives of economic collaboration with Malaysia are very large indeed. They are very large. We should have, you know, pandemic is a problem, really, because we have been planning. We have been planning visits, economic visits. We have been planning economic fairs, seminars, conferences. And this pandemic, this COVID, really put a stop to all that. So it's one thing to meet on virtual reality, like we do. Right, like we are speaking now, but it's not how you do business. People have to meet together, they have to talk, they have to see each other, they have to see their products, they have to touch them. It really works then, and only then. So we have to wait. We still have to wait. The end of this problem that we all have is the beginning of a new path forward.
Okay, Your Excellency, I think I'm sensing a little apathy on your hand when we're discussing about the pandemic. Obviously, you know, we're talking about how it's affected almost all aspects of our life. And so we want to talk about how we want to look towards the future to have a little bit of optimism in our trade opportunities. So as you mentioned, with our bilateral trade relations strengthened this year with our rubber glove exports, do you think that this will perhaps translate into an increase in interest in Polish investments in Malaysia? How's that like looking this year and perhaps in the years to come post-pandemic?
For the moment, there are 10 Polish companies which are active in Malaysia. They are mostly IT companies. As compared to those countries that I mentioned at the beginning that have relations with Malaysia going hundreds of years, this is not very much. But these companies are dynamic. They want to stay here. Some of them decided to make Malaysia a hub for the whole ASEAN. There are certainly possibilities of more companies of this kind investing in Malaysia. There were other companies as well, I would call them large and important companies that were considering investing in Malaysia. But unfortunately, we have to come back to COVID. And some of them even did invest, partly, but had to stop it because of all the restrictions. There are many possibilities of cooperation. I would say the areas, you know, that are open to cooperation is high technology sector. It is cybersecurity. This on this in this area, Poland is very good. Going back close to a century, I would say. It's also financial technologies. Polish banking system is one of the most technologically advanced in Europe today. It's the e-banking, the blockchain solutions, all sort of things that make tomorrow's banking and tomorrow's banking really so important. It's the smart cities. Some months ago, I participated in a seminar on smart cities here in Malaysia. Personal participation was still possible. There is drone technology. Poland is a producer of various kinds of drones, small and large, for security purposes, for environmental monitoring, like, for instance, forest fires, floods, all sorts of things that do happen, unfortunately, from time to time. There are also green technologies, electrical mobility. For instance, Poland is one of the Polish companies is the largest producer of electrical buses in Europe. And these buses are actually used in very many European cities around the European Union. There is water technologies, water purification, retention, sanitation, all sorts of things related to water. There's, of course, medical technologies with specialized medical equipment. And, of course, agri-technologies, which I believe is very important for Malaysia, with agricultural products, not only food, but also technology, how to process food in a proper way. And Poland is also exporter of a halal food to Malaysia, because there are two institutions in Poland which are which have been granted the permission to grant halal certificates by countries in the Middle East, as well as in Malaysia some years ago. So possibilities are there. It's only a matter of will and of circumstances, and also I would say of Malaysian legal system, which is quite important. For instance, our companies, like other companies, would like to have more freedom in employing experts and specialists of their choice. The IT companies, you know, they are running business. They must have people they know, rather than being forced to employ people who are not exactly to their liking, possibly. So this is how it works. And I can only hope that it will get better as soon as we get rid of the virus.
But besides that, what could perhaps be other new incentives that Malaysia can introduce to consider giving or perhaps appealing more towards foreign investment?
Basically, Malaysia is in a good situation because generally the legal structure, the legal system in Malaysia is good. The infrastructure is very good. The country is competitive. If you consider Malaysia, Singapore, and other countries in the region, Malaysia enjoys the competitive advantage. What we also need, what any investor needs, is, of course, political stability. This is very important. Ease of doing things. Less bureaucracy. More forthcoming bureaucracy, I would put it this way. This is important for business. It is also important for all the expats and all the foreigners, including embassies, living here and working here in Malaysia. Now, but speaking of investment, I would also like to mention Malaysian investment in Poland, because there is a big imbalance between our exports and our imports. We import 10 times more than we export to Malaysia. And one of the ways of somewhat righting the balance is, of course, foreign investment. And we would very much like to have more Malaysian investment in Poland. So far, Malaysia has not invested that much. It's in fact only three investments, so far as I know, of two of them in shopping galleries, and one is a, if I remember well, it is a canning factory, fish canning factory. belonging to a Malaysian business, and we are certainly looking for more. We want to have more Malaysian presence in Poland. Poland is a good place for investments. In fact, our dynamic economic development, because this is how I should call our economic development within the previous 30 years, is due to a good and friendly business environment. I mean, it is easy to do business in Poland. Macroeconomic stability is guaranteed. Banking sector is working very well. Inflation is very low. Strategically, Poland is located right in the center of Europe. You can do business from Poland, you can do business, in fact, everywhere in Europe, because it's right in the middle of it. The infrastructure is excellent, including communication infrastructure. And what is probably the most important, I would say, is a highly skilled human potential. The people are well educated. Polish universities turn out excellent experts, graduates, many technical fields, in many fields of business, banking sector, law, also all that is really necessary for global economic development. It is also necessary for investors. We have investors from all over the world, in reality, from the European Union, from the United States. We have huge investments from South Korea and from Japan. So Malaysia is still lagging behind. We are waiting Malaysia.
You mentioned how Malaysian businesses can explore a lot of investment opportunities in Poland. Now, perhaps you can identify specific areas of investment that can probably be of interest for Malaysian businesses. And I believe there's a lot of room to look at in terms of green technology. I believe climate change is something big in Polish society. And also education. I believe there's a lot of room to grow in terms of cooperation in the education sector.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. Green technologies and eco-technologies and IT technologies, this is what we are good at, and this is what we can share with Malaysia, with Malaysian businesses. Another area of possible cooperation would be education. This is very important. For many years now, the Malaysian students studying in Poland, primarily in the field of medicine, Polish medical universities. We would like to have more of Malaysians coming to Poland to study, but we would also like Polish students to come to Malaysia. We are working now with Malaysia on a mutual agreement on higher education cooperation. As soon as it is done, and I hope it will be done soon, I can only hope that there will be more exchange of students and teachers and researchers, university researchers between our two countries. So far as other fields of investments are concerned, I believe that the petroleum sector could be one, the chemical sector for sure. Chemical sector is very well developed in Poland. For instance, Poland is the largest European importer of palm oil from Malaysia. And the value of the imports has grown 5 times in the last 2 years only. So it's a huge change, huge growth. It is used mostly in chemical sector, in cosmetics, and of course in the food industry. We could cooperate in food industry as well. This is a very important part of our exports to Malaysia. But I think that maybe joint investments in this field could be an interesting thing to consider, including in the field of processing machinery, which is used for processing food. Malaysia has food, it's producing food, but it's not exactly being processed here. Mm. So it would be quite beneficial for Malaysian economy. It would be also beneficial for the Polish business, I believe. This is more or less.
But I do want to know, what do you think about both countries and our societies moving forward in our people-to-people relations?
Potential is great. The potential is great. Malaysia was on the top list of Polish tourism before the pandemic. Again, we have to go to the pandemic, unfortunately. But it's been on top. We had 25,000 Polish tourists coming to Malaysia, even though there were no direct flights from Poland to Malaysia. They had to come to other airports, mostly in Thailand and in Singapore recently. So this is something to think about. But we would also like to have Malaysian tourists coming to Poland. And so far as I know, there was a growth of Malaysian tourists coming to Poland before the pandemic and all the closures. So if there is interest, that's good. I think we can continue again after we have done away with this virus.
We do want to look towards the future in the post-pandemic era. And I have to thank you for your time and for your wonderful insight. But that is all the time we have today on Awani Global with me, Naila Huda. We'll see you again.